So far this week, the messages out from central banks have all been dovish leaning in one way or another. We got these messages from the RBA, BOJ, ECB, and BOE, either by way of a central bank decision, economic data, or dovish speak from central bankers. And we already got this message from the Bank of Canada the other week. There is some real concern out there around global growth prospects, and this combined with the fact that yield differentials are still slanted in favor of the US dollar on account of a less dovish Fed policy outlook, all point towards a scenario where we see additional demand for the US dollar and additional downside pressure on risk assets. Hawkish Fed speak out from the likes of Kashgari and Goolsbee has fallen in deep contrast with what we've been hearing out from other central banks. Throw in the latest round of intense downside pressure on the price of oil, along with the disappointing export numbers out of China, and the macro situation has gotten that much more uncomfortable into the midweek. Key standouts on Wednesday's calendar come from German inflation, Eurozone retail sales, Canada building permits, the Bank of Canada summary of deliberations, and a batch of Fed speak. That's all for now.